The same thing is proliferating in this damnable denomination, doctrinal principles called Christendom and all the rest of them. They take counsel how to destroy the Torah. Well, the Torah is the living word of Yah. And Yahshua is the living Torah, brothers and sisters. And they take counsel with each other how to destroy it, how to debate it. But when Yahshua knew it, he withdrew himself from them. And great multitude followed him, and he healed some of them. He healed them all. He restored them to the complete power, this imat, this truth of Yah. Oh, I believe that there were physical healings, and I believe that there were healings of the mind. Look, brothers and sisters, most of the healings are the problems with a nation like we. It is in the mind. It's what we allow to captivate our mind. The Torah teaches us how to have the mind the same out of Yahshua and how to walk in the disciplines of Yah. Yahshua didn't go out and eating swine meat and pork and things that were unclean. He did not do that. I don't care what these lying devils say. They're liars. They're full of deceit. They're liars. Hallelujah. And he healed them all. And he charged them that they should let everybody know. Is that what he charged them? He commanded them, don't even make it known. Brothers and sisters, I charge you all, don't make known unto this wicked world what Yah's doing for you. You don't have to make it known. He heals you, don't make it known. He charged them, don't even make it known. Just leave it alone. Don't mess with it. He means what he says. Hallelujah. That it might be fulfilled, spoken by Yeshaya the prophet, saying that this is what the prophet spoke. That this is what he was speaking of his Evid, his servant. And he was speaking of Yahshua. He said, and Yahshua declared from the Nobi, Yeshaya, Isaiah, he says, behold my Evid, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved. I know the wording is a little different. Matithiah 12:18. I know it's a little different here than it is in Yeshaya. He says, behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my nephesh, my being, my Torah. Well, what is the being? What is the soul of Yah? It is His Torah. Yeah. It is His Torah. Yeah. It is His Torah. It is His Torah. It is His Torah. Yeah. He said, in whom my soul, my Torah is well pleased, my truth bears witness that he is the power of whom I am. And that is what Yahshua is. He said, I will put my Ruach upon him. Now that's what Yeshaya said. Yeah. Yahshua spoke from that book. Yeah. He was declaring the witness of whom he is. Come on, Israel. Yeah. Upon whom the Ruach of Yah is. And he shall show judgment to the nations of the world. He shall not strive. Don't strive with this wicked world. Don't strive to emulate them. Don't strive to please them. Don't strive, brothers and sisters. He will not strive. He will not try to battle them in their doctrines. He will not try to convince them. He's not compelling any man. He's not even compelling us. It's either that this living truth is in us and we believe it by the assurance of his omen, whereby this emunah in our lev take great delight in this Torah. We believe it by faith. He shall not strive, nor shall he cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the street. Man. Neither shall any man hear his voice in the street, because he's speaking in a way that this corrupt generation cannot hear. Only Israel. A bruised reed shall he be, but he will not be broken. A smoking flax shall he be, but not quenched. Till you're not going to shut him up. You're not going to shut the Torah up. You cannot quench the Torah. You cannot put out the fire of the Torah. You cannot put out the fire of the Torah. You cannot do that. The word of Yah is a consuming fire. It cannot be quenched. It cannot be put out. You cannot douse it. You're gainsaying cannot douse it. That's why I say he shall not strive. He's not going to strive with them, try to prove it right. I will not strive with this generation. I will not strive to try to prove the Torah is right. I will not do it. I will not do it. He shall not be broken. He shall be a smoking flock. He shall not be quenched. Till he has sent forth judgment, it says here, unto victory. Unto the Mishpatim of Yah. We will see the victory and the power of the Torah in our lives. That we delight in the Torah in the inward parts, brothers and sisters. We must begin to take great delight in the Torah of Yahweh. Let all men forsake you, but Yah will never forsake us. It is the power of His Word that gives us assurance. He's not coming any other way. I don't care what man says. Let them forsake you. But the Word of Yahweh will uphold you. It will strengthen you. They can't supplant you. They can't remove you from the Torah. You hold fast to the Torah. Hallelujah. You are blessed when they speak evil against you and speak lies against you because you delighted the Torah of Yah. There is no way a man can please Yah without delighting in the Torah. Yahshua is the living Torah of Yah, and you must take delight in Yahshua. It's not by your practices. Those that were the Pharisees, they had great rituals that seemed to be so right. And they looked so perfect. But they were wrong. You go to some of these organized whorehouses on tomorrow, everything is moved with punctuality and functuality. There's a function there, the way they lift offerings. Everything is precise. It is almost a mechanical type way that things are done. It looks so right, so appealing to the visual perception. But it doesn't convey any power of the living authority of Yah or His Torah, none whatsoever. It is just a tradition, rituals of men. You go to synagogues, they will walk with the Torah. They will spend $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 for a Torah. And they will walk and they will have on their shawls and they will have on their mitres and all of that. And it looks so beautiful. It looks so right. And the incense altar and all of that. It looks so right. But there is no power of the living HaMashiach in the midst of them. The Torah has no life without the Spirit of Yahshua. There's nothing. The words that I speak, they're ruach, spiritual. And they are life. That's what He spoke. He speaks from the volume of the Torah. For Yahshua is the volume. For the volume of the soul is written Him. He comes in the volume. He comes in the volume. The fullness, the loudness, the speech of the Torah, He comes in that. From Moshe to Malachiah, they wrote of Him. He declares that. And it is so in the book. Hallelujah. And in His name shall the nations, Gentile, the people, go in, shall they trust. In His name shall they trust. We're going to trust in Yahshua until we die. Now we're not trusting in Baal. We're going to trust in Yahshua until the day or the day star arise in our lives in the resurrection of the coming of our HaMashiach. That's what we're going to trust in. And nothing else. I'm going to continue here. I want to read this though. It's in the Apocrypha. It says in wisdom, a word of strength unto you, Israel. I can see Yahshua conveyed here in the Apocrypha and every word. It says in wisdom 3:9, they that put their trust in Him. Did I not just read they that trust in His what? That last verse I read, they that trust in His what? Name. Come on, Israel. They that trust in what? Name. That's what wisdom teaches us, to trust in the name of Yah. And in that name we find the Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. They that put their trust in him shall understand the Torah, shall understand the truth. People do not trust Yahweh today. They do not trust Yahshua. That's why they have no understanding of the Torah. And such as be faithful in love, Ahava, shall abide with him. For the free unmerited pardon, he has forgiven our sins, has he not? Does the Torah forgive sins? Sure it does. It tells us how to be pardoned from our sins. But Yahshua has come in the living power of this Torah, in a living way to forgive us of our sins. That there is no guilt conscience of that. You don't have to be reminded of your sins yesterday, today. They're as far away from you as the east is from the west. And I can't even imagine the east coast of America and the distance between that and the west coast. When I get far away from home, I began to imagine this would be a long walk home. I said, but I will walk all the way. I would. When I was there in Africa, I said, my, yeah, how in the world will I get home if something happens here? There's a whole lot of water to swim over. But I will find some way to get home. He will make a way. Hallelujah. I don't like to get too far away whereby I know that my feet will not bear the brunt of walking. I can walk 200 or 300 miles. I can put in 50 miles a day. My feet might hurt. I can put it in. I'll find some cart, Mama, and just pull you in that. I'll pull you along. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, they that put their trust in Yahweh shall understand the truth, the Torah. They shall understand the Torah. Because we don't put our trust in Yahweh, we don't understand the power of Yahshua. He is some kind of just little imaginary thing unto us. He is not the full representation of the power of the living Torah of Yah unto us. Because we have not put our trust in Yah. For Yah so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. And whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. When a man did that which was according to the Torah, he did not perish. When the young lawyer, the Pharisee, came to Yahshua, he said, Tav Rabbi, what must I do to inherit the eternal life? He said, what does the Torah teach? Do what the Torah commands. These folks have no eternal life, and they're doing traditions. You must do what the Torah commands. That's the truth, brothers. Aren't you glad he's bringing us to this simple truth? As we get closer to that day. Hallelujah. Our salvation or the assurance of Yahshua is not as far away as it was when we first began. It is nigh unto us, Yisrael. So we must walk with a perfect heart. That metaphor of Hezekiah is one that we're going to live in the kingdom because we have a testimony. And our testimony is in the living Torah. He had a testimony that I've walked in your Torah. You know that, yeah. I've walked in it. So our living testimony, that's why we don't have to love our lives unto the death. Because we have the testimony. We overcome by the testimony of our mouth. And that testimony is the living Torah of Yah. Well, I don't see why you got to do that. Well, the Torah commands us to do it, sir. Does your job command you to come in today? Do they tell you what you cannot do? Do they command you certain hours? We don't rail against that, do we? Hallelujah. We don't fight against that. They tell you, you must be here that day. Can I take off today? Well, maybe not. No, you cannot. Tomorrow you can. Come on, Yisrael. Don't be false with me. Hallelujah. Are there not dictates that they dictate to us? Yeah. Come on, Yisrael. Do you not have to ask, may I? We used to play this game, Simon said. Simon said, take 5 baby steps, 3 giant steps. Well, if you did not retain the logic in your mind, you would go before you said, Simon, may I please take? You always had the request of Simon. As a child, we played that. And you get ahead of everyone, and you are the one that gets ahead, always be the one that falls back. When you think you're ahead of your brother or your sister, you will fall. That proverb is true. And so as kids, We had it. We see them way behind us. And we knew we were close to the mark. Simon said, David, take three itty bitty steps, two baby steps, and one giant step. Simon, may I please take three itty bitty steps and one giant step? And you go, boom. No, no, no. You have to take one baby step. Go back. You have to go all the way back to the beginning. Then that was a form of frustration. You see everybody ahead of you. You were ahead of them. You were looking back on them. You mocked them. You looked at them. And all of a sudden, you're in the back now. The more you gave attention to what Simon said. You see, the more we fall, as Brother Patrick showed us, then the more we give attention. Hallelujah. To what the Torah says. Many are the affliction of the Shuzika. But Yah delivered them out of them all. We suffer with him, we go to reign. Hallelujah. It's only we began to get high-minded, we become too spiritually minded. We think we're elevated, and all of a sudden Yah says, all right, David, you think you're above this. No, there's nothing elevated above his name and his word, his Torah. Nothing! No man! Not even Yahshua, for he is the Torah of Yah. So Yah says to you, remember the Shabbat. Yah, do I remember the Shabbat and give in Kadosh? Yes. Yah says to you, do not covet your neighbor. Yah, do I covet my neighbor? No. Hallelujah. Does this make sense, Deacon Horn? All right then. Is it bear witness, Deacon Biddy? All right then. Hallelujah. I can move on a little bit then. Hallelujah. It says that as such as be faithful in Ahava shall abide with him. For free unmerited pardon, Ahava and mercy is to his kudushim, to the people, the elect of Yah. And he watches and cares for his elect. He watches and cares for his elect. That's all right by me. If I get nothing else today, the words of wisdom, they that put their trust in Yah shall understand the Torah. And such as you that are faithful in your Ahava, well, how do you know you love him if you keep his mitzvah? He that says he loves Yah, keep not his commandments, is a liar. You that are faithful in your Ahava, you're going to live with him. You're going to abide with him. That's enough. Come on, brothers and sisters. Nah. That should make the heart fat and rejoice. For the free unmerited pardon, what have we done to be pardoned of our sins? We have not done anything. We've been rebellious, have we not been? We've been hard-hearted and stiff-necked. But it's just a free unmerited favor I've shown you. He says to Israel, your sins are pardoned. They are forgiven. And the Ahava and mercy is to his kidushim. And he watches, man. And he cares for his elect. He cares for us. When someone cares for one, it will go to the extremes to make sure they understand and to realize their care. What greater gift could he have given unto us with this living truth, Yahshua? There is no other Yahshua, the Melaka, the Ach Melaka, Mikai, Michael, Gabriel, none of them could have done what Yahshua had done. They were made, but he came from the bosom. He came from the heart of Yah for his elect. For the elect that he has elected. He watches over us, brothers and sisters. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to love his truth. That's why the enemy has set up all these impediments and these roadblocks to keep us away from the love of the Torah. That's why the enemy used those that we are familiar with to speak against the Torah of the Yah. But the Torah of Yah is right. That's why Yah sent us a sure thing. And Yahshua is the sure thing of Yah. He is the Omen. He is the sure thing. There's no other certainty but Yahshua. Shaul is sure, but Yahshua is the sure thing. And Shaul is sure because he speaks of the sure one. We have the certainty of Yah and Yahshua and no one else, brothers and sisters. That's what we have it. and no one else. I want to begin here in Dibarim. And I want to show you this one that scripture speaks of. It says in Deuteronomy Dibarim 18, verse 15. Now Moshe, as he spoke unto Israel, this could not have been him. Deuteronomy 18:15. It says in Dibarim 18:15, Yahweh your Abba will raise up to you a Nobi from the midst of you. He shall come out of Israel. He shall be of the brothers of the 12 tribes of Israel. He shall come out of Yehuda. He says he's going to be different than me. He says he's going to be like me. He's going to be like me. Well, what was Moshe? He was a Torah giver. This one shall come with the Torah of Yah. He shall be the giver of life, of Torah. He says he's going to be like me. He says to him shall you shirach. You shall hear everything he speaks unto you. Whatever he commands unto you, you shall speak. Well, what did Moshe speak unto Israel? Did he not go up into the mount and did not Yah speak to him? Did he not speak to him and did not he write that Torah with his own hand? Did not Yahweh do that? Was Yahshua begotten of Yah or he was begotten of Miriam and Yosef? He was begotten of Yahweh. He came out of the bosom of Yah. So was that Torah came out of the love of Yah as he wrote that thing. When you write, you must think from your heart to write. I don't care whether you're copying or something. This is your heart, brothers and sisters. This muscle here that we equate as the heart. It is the heart in the sense that it causes the blood to flow. But this is the thing that organizes and governs everything. This is what governs everything. So it came out of the heart of Yah, came out of the mind of Yah. Those words that he gave to Moshe came out of the love of Yah, came out of his heart. So that Yahshua, he came out of the heart. So he said, Yah's going to raise up one like me. Yahshua did not count it wickedly or count it wrong to be equal with Yah. For he has elevated his word and his name above all things. For his name is, his word is elevated above all things. Yahshua is the word of Yah. He is equal with Yah. That is the truth. Hallelujah. So he points out this one that Yah is going to raise up, skipping for time, verse 18, same chapter. He says, I will raise them up a Nobi from among their brothers, like to you. And Yah says, I will put my word in his mouth, and he shall speak to them some things, all things. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by coal, every word that proceed out of the mouth of Yah. He shall speak to them all things I shall command him. This is Yahshua now. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Whosoever will not hear Yahshua, for he come in my name. He said, I came in my Abba's name. While I was in the world, I kept them in your name, Yahweh. That's what he said. He says, so that one will not hear what he speaks. It will be required of them, and they will have to pay the penalty. I'm glad that he paid the price, Yahshua. Yahshua paid the price for us, brothers and sisters. The word of Yah, the Torah of Yah was tested and tried, but it did not crumble. It was not broken. The Torah of Yah did not, the fire of the Torah still is not quenched. The fire of the living word of Yah still rose with the consuming fire. For his word is a consuming fire. Yah is a consuming fire. He shall speak. Now don't reject what he speaks, brothers and sisters. Hear what Yahshua speaks unto us. Because he speaks the living Torah, because he is the living Torah. He is the living Torah. Now this one had to bear witness in scripture of Torah. If Yahshua is that one, then the renewed covenant will give us the light and the life of this one that Yah spoke of. Turn with me to Lucas chapter 4, verse 17. Hallelujah. Lucas 4:17. There was delivered unto Yeshua the scroll of the Novi Yeshahu, Isaiah. Does it say that in your text? They said the scroll now. Did he preach out of Gilead revelation? Or was the scroll of Yeshaya? The scroll of Isaiah. Do you all hear that? So he preached out of the Torah and the Novi. Tehillim, the books of wisdom. So the book of the scroll delivered unto Yeshua. And when he opened the scroll, he found the place where it was written. Now he found this in the text, in the scroll. It was not categorized like we see it today. It was a continuous writing. You understand? And he found it because it spoke of him. Hallelujah. He knew where it was. He found it, it says, and when he had opened the scroll, he found. Does it say that? Yes. It implies what he did. He found the place where it is written. The Ruach of Yah is upon me. Yeshaya 61, 1 and 2. He said, for the Ruach of Yah is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the message, the Bizorach, to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captive, to recover the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Was he bruised? Yes. Was Yeshua bruised? Yes. So he found a place in scripture in Yeshua, where it declares of his mighty power, and it expressed whom he was, and what he shall declare unto Israel, and the benefit that he will bring unto Israel. You understand, that's what the word of Yah does. It makes us free. For whom the Son makes free, the word of Yah makes free. You're free, brothers and sisters. Don't be entangled again with this world's mess and bondage and yokes of bondage. You're free. Just rejoice. So the scripture identified, that's why he said, I am the Torah, I am the Emet, I am the truth. The Torah makes you free, brothers and sisters. You're free to worship Jehovah. You're free to praise him. You're free to acknowledge him. Because you're not bound by sin. You're not willingly transgressing against Yah. He came to make us free, to cause the liberty of Yah to permeate among Israel, to show us the beauty of the liberty of Yah. And not only that, and we that are bruised, he was bruised, was he not? Was he not Yeshua bruised? But he wasn't broken. He was not broken. So you can be bruised, but don't be broken. You get bruised up. But don't allow the bruises to break you. Well, you've never been bruised, preacher. Come on, brothers and sisters. So we are bruised, and Yah intend for us to be bruised, and we are going to be bruised, but we're not broken. We have bruised the Torah, have we not? Well, I don't see why we got to do that. Well, I just don't believe it's right. Well, I don't see why. We got to do that. We got to do that. But you didn't break the command of the Torah. Come on, Israel. Well, why we got to do that? Well, I don't believe that. Well, you better believe it. But you don't break it. Even though you're bruised by it, even though you may get upset, don't break it. Even though you may get troubled by it, even though it may cause you to have this emotional defense, just don't break it. Don't break the Torah of Yah. And Yeshua did not break the Torah. Even when we went out in the field and ate corn, he did not break the Torah. He broke these stipulations and these writings that he took with him on the stake of these Pharisees and scribes that had made it such an argument task for those to keep the Shabbat of Yah. You can't walk but 1,230 feet. They were bruising the people. They were breaking them. Hallelujah. And so what he did that to break the stronghold of the Pharisees. He said, this mess, I'm taking this to the stake. Yah just commands us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. That's all he commands us. You don't know what to do on the Shabbat, you just do what he says. You go back to the Bereshit, the beginning, and when Yahweh finished all things, the Shabbat, the seventh day, he shafat, he rested. That's all you do. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing else, just do that. There's a little similar gathering, two or three gather, that you all have some shahar, some worship. You worship Yah. You do that with loud sounds and dancing, and yes, you can't worship Yah any other way. These whorehouses today, based upon this demology, come on, and said they're all staunch and quiet. Yah never told us to worship him that way. He said, will you come into my place, make a joyful noise. Come on, you in the presence of Yah. That's what Dawid said, make the love of Solomon's heart perfect, even as my heart was tomin, perfect before you. Hallelujah. The only way his heart could be perfect that he walked in the Torah of Yah. Hallelujah. We're not broken. The Torah of Yah is not broken at all, brothers and sisters. Verse 19 of Lucas 4. He said to preach the acceptable year of Yah. And after that he rolled up the scroll. And he gave it a gun to the minister, and he sat down, the Kaheti. And he sat down. And all eyes, and all of them that were in the bayat, were fastened on him. They say, who is he? And he began to say to them, this day, is the ketuv, or the ketvei of what I've read, the scripture, fulfill in your eyes. It is complete. In every particular, in every manner, in every way. You have seen the perfect order of scripture. You have seen it carried out to the very end that Yah intended for it to be. This day, you have seen scripture. But Yeshua the Nobi, that's why I can't destroy him. Because he read that he spoke from what Moshe spoke of in Devarim, that among the brothers of Israel, I shall raise up a Nobi. Like me, he said, he shall bring the power of the Torah life unto Israel. They shall not be bound and succumbed. It shall not be a burdensome thing. But they shall delight like Shaul in the Torah of Yah from the inward parts. They will not be pressed down and under burdens and pressed beyond measure. Torah doesn't do us that way. The heathens had done that. They had pressed men down because of their own lust and their own greed. Yahshua says, you've been bruised, Israel, but you won't be broken. I'm glad of that. Hallelujah. I'd rather have a bruised part than a broken part. I'd rather Sister Robert's leg had been, the tibia had been bruised and fractured. Bruised but not broken. And this onslaught of hell, it bruises the word of Yah continuously. It bruises Yahshua with this false identity and this pagan identity. Hallelujah. But his name is not broken because his name and the word of Yah is exalted above the heavens. You can't touch that. Can you reach out and touch the moon? Can you touch the sun? But he is touched by infirmities, is he not? So that's all right. We're bruised, brothers and sisters. But the Torah doesn't break us. It bruises us too. It will let us know when we are lying, we are coveting the mitzvah of Yah. Let us know when we are breaking the Shabbat. Do that which is evil. It will bruise us. Sure will. And yet in that same bruising there is healing balm of Gilead. Yahshua is the healing balm of Yah. It heals us. It brings about the restoration of Yahweh Yisrael. Yahshua, he came. He sought after the house of Yisrael that was lost. We were lost. All of us. We're walking down a road blindly walking. Was not Shaul walking down that same road? We're walking down the same road until he spoke to us in the same language. He spoke to Shaul in the Hebraic tongue. He said, Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you kicking against the prick? Why are we kicking against the Torah? Why are we rejecting the Torah of Yah? Why are we rejecting the Mitzvah of Yah? Why are we rejecting the Shabbat? Why are we rejecting His name? Why are we building our pagan image, our gods, our deities, our Baals, our lords? Why are we building them? And so he took us through a little stage of blindness. Couldn't see our way through. Didn't know how to believe it. Hallelujah. Until he got you along by himself, Yeshua, and that living word began to speak to you. Hallelujah. Until he pulled you aside and got you along. Now Shaul, he went down to Ananias because Yah directed him and commanded him. For this man had the power of Yah. He had the living Torah. He had the witness of Yeshua. Yah set him out for a little while and said, listen to me. He speaks to us by his living Torah. The word of Yah, Yeshua made flesh. And that is what brings life unto us. I want to read a few scriptures. I'm getting a little tired. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says here, I want to read this in Yochanan, John 1. Verse 45. It says in Yochanan, John 1:45. It says, and Philip finds Nathan. He says to him, listen, we have found. Did not Yeshua find the place? He found the place where it was written of him? In Yeshua? Yes. Listen now. It was not that they had found. It was just Yah had found them. Yes. Say, we have found him. We have found him. Of whom Moshe in the Torah. Does it say that?
Yes.
Does it say that?
Yes.
And the witness is true. We have found him whom Moshe and the Torah and the Novi, the prophet, did what?
Right.
Yeshua of Nazareth, son of Joseph, we have found him. He found us, brothers and sisters. Listen, he found us. Whose name? They said we have found him, whom the Torah of the Nobis have written of. He has found you, whose name is written in the Lamb's book of life. So he found them that was written according to the election of Yah. So he found you. They were about doing their religious practice and their own things, were they not? And we all are guilty of that analogy. And yet the word, the Torah of Yah, has found us. Because there's a written Torah in us. And it has come to bear witness of that light of truth that Yah has written in Israel. And that is why you that have the Torah of Yah in your life, hear what Yeshua speaks unto Israel. He must hear it. We must hear what the Torah says. They thought they found him. But he found them. We were singing the song, Take Me Back to the Day Where I First Found You. No, my friend, he found us there. You don't find Yah in the mire of wickedness and sin. He found you there. The word of Yah found you there. The living Torah Yeshua found you there. Hallelujah. And he checked the roll call and he said, Benny Honeycutt, he's going to have a new name. That's him. Found him. James Effler, oh yeah. I found him. Found him, Yah. Found him. And then he dispatched the Melech to encamp about us because our hearts began to fear somewhat. I found them. He's lost none except the son of perdition. The word of Yah is true. It cannot be altered. It endures forever. I want to read a scripture too. There's much more to this. Hallelujah. So Yah's will, I hope I can finish on next Shabbat. And if I don't, I don't finish. Hallelujah. I want to read this in Lucas chapter 2, verse 21. Yahshua entered into the Makdash, the tabernacle, the Hadol, Makdash, the tabernacle. It says here in Lucas 2:21, and when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Yahshua, which was so named of the Malach, or given of the Malach, before he was conceived in the womb. And when the day of her purification, cleansing, according to the Torah of Moshe, was it not? And our cleansing is according to the Torah as well. We are cleansed by the Torah. We are cleansed by the word of Yah. That's how we are purified, made clean. Now, the Torah power has not lost its power or significance. By the Torah Moshe were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him unto Yahweh. As it is written, now this is the process. Yahshua, he had to go through this process. In the bayat of Yah, he had to. It says, and scripture tells us the cleansing process. And Shemoth, Exodus 13:2, and also verse 12. It says, as it is written in verse 23, it says what? Come on, speak to me, Yisrael. Talk, come on. With a consensuous voice, read it. Say what now? As it is written in the Torah of Yah?
Yes.
Is Yahshua the Torah of Yah?
Yes.
So if he's a living Torah of Yah, then we'll cleanse and purify it according to what is written in the Torah of Yah.
Yes.
His word is a living word. His word is this living flowing stream.
Yes.
It's the cleansing power of Yah as is written in the Torah of Yahweh, Exodus 13, Shemoth. Every male that opens the womb shall be called Kadosh. To the Master Yahweh. And it says, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the Torah of Yah, a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons. Did he not walk in compliance with that? He could not do it any other way. Because if he had have done it any other way, he'd have been a liar and a deceiver. You all hear that? You've read that, but we don't see that. He had to do according to the Torah, according to Leviticus 12 and 3. That's what it says. According to the Torah of Yahweh. Verse 39 of the same chapter. And when they had performed some things according to the Torah of Yah, all things, they returned unto Galilee to their own city Nazareth. Because of the obedience unto the Torah, and the child grew and waxed strong in the Ruach, filled with wisdom, and the free unmerited Ahava and favor of Almighty Yahweh. He had to grow in the strength of the Torah, as we must when we do things according to the living Torah. We must be in compliance in all obedience unto the Torah of Almighty Yah. It says, when Yahshua began to confront the learned men in the tabernacle, verse 46 of the same chapter, it says, and it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the great tabernacle, sitting in the midst of doctors, Torah teachers. You understand? Both hearing them, both hearing them and asking them questions. Listen now. And all that heard him, Yahshua, were astonished at his understanding and his answers. They were astonished. They cannot fathom the gravity of the power of this Torah were revealed unto them. That's what Yahshua reveals unto us. He is the life, the power of the Torah of Yah. And that's why in Yahshua we live, we move, and our lives are based in Him and not out of Him. And when men see the power of this living Torah in us, they will be astounded and astonished at the power of strength we as Israel possess, because we walk in the Torah of Yahweh. I'm going to stop there. Yah's will, I will continue on this in the truth on next Shabbat. There's something that I do want to declare unto us on Wednesday. If I feel like it, if not, then I have one of the other brothers speak to us. All right? Hallelujah. But I do pray that Yah has brought you today, the blessings of Yah. It has caused your mind to be filled with some knowledge, understanding, the simplicity of His truth. We do pray that He has caused your love to be uplifted, and the strength of His truth and the power of His Torah enlighten you this day. For we look unto Yahshua, for He is the strength and the sure thing, the Omen of Almighty Yah. Yah barak you, the Esha of Yah rests upon you that are listening by the live stream of the internet. May Yah fill your house today. We do barak you all. May He bless you all. May He strengthen you all. May He cause His riches to rest upon you in a mighty way. May He barak you, Yisrael. Be encouraged. I am. He was not discouraged. Yahshua is not discouraged. And the Torah of Yah never discouraged us. Hallelujah. It's when we began to follow the traditions of men, we are discouraged. We walk in the light of the Torah truth of Yahshua. We are never discouraged. We are encouraged. And when we take delight in the word of Yah, even though there's affliction and trials today, you are not discouraged in that you're not broken. And when you're discouraged, you are broken. You are broken. The enemy knows that he can bring in any kind of subtle attack to your mind and begin to cause you to question everything that is of Yah. Hallelujah. All that I need is in Yahshua. That's all I need. Everything I need. I find life, health, strength, assurance. I find all that in Yahshua. Don't need nothing else. Don't need no gold, no silver. Don't need no bank account, no money account. I got it all in Yahshua. The soul used to think, I got it all when I found Him, when He found me. I got everything that I needed. And we have everything we need, Yisrael. Come on, Yisrael. I will allow the Esha, the happiness, I am happy. Hallelujah. I am happy. I am happy. I am. And that's a fact. May Yah strengthen you all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. May Yah barak you all. Come on, Brother Pastor, you all. We're going to prepare to dismiss. Hallelujah. May Yah barak you all. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Yisrael, you that are listening on the live stream. May the Shalom of Yah fill your life today. And may this and Shabbat be one of great Shabbat unto you. Shalom, shalom.
yes. Search me through and through, to my left be God, the hope for you. Hallelujah. In all things we do bring you the Shabbat, yeah. We pray that there will be Shabbat unto Israel, our friends, and our listeners over the live stream. We pray that you will strengthen them all, heal the homes. We do want to pray for Sister Mary there in California, and our young friend, Brother Lewis, there. But that's so California, we pray for him, strength the gathering. I'll bind them in all of those. We pray for them, yeah. Your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. Heal them, I pray, and strengthen. We ask your blessings upon Israel. Everyone that sits under the sound of this message today, may they delight in Yahshua the Lamb and delight in the coming of your kingdom in Yahshua. We bless you this day in Yahshua's mighty name. Israel cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.